Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Mem Ches, the last daf here in the sixth parak. And Rabosai, we've made it to Agarata. So there are a number of stories on today's daf, as we will get to towards the end here of the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos. So how are we getting into this? Because the Gemara said, talking about items that you're allowed to carry out, not carry out. So we spoke about certain amulets, about are you allowed to carry them out? Is it an issue of Masa? And also Rabbi Yochanan said, anything that is Mishum Refuah, Kalshu Merape, there's no issue of Darkei Ha'emori. That's what we said at the end of the last year. And again, that is a huge topic, but we have what to do today. So we continue. All right, two-thirds of the way down on Mem Zayin Beis. Dargei Dargivas. If somebody says the incantation of Dargei Dargivas, what is like Madrega, or the Karban Ahida says, Sheya'ale Ma'alos. One should incantation going up, Mishum Darkei Ha'emori. Right, that's Mishum Darkei Ha'emori. That shouldn't be said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's even worse. Mishum Dagon Avodah Zarah. Right, Darga sounds like Dagon, which is the Avodah Zarah, if you remember, in by the Aron and the Plishtim. Verosh Dagon Ushtei Kapos Yadav. Remember, the head of the Dagon fell down and shot the arms chopped off. So that's why one is allowed to say Dargei Dargivas, thinking that means going up. Going up in Avodah Hashem is not about saying incantations. It's just about working hard. Right, so you can say all you want about Dargei Dargivas, but that's not going to get you anywhere. And therefore, you have to work yourself. And maybe that's part of the message of why this is a problem. Like the Dargei Ha'emori, like to have quick fixes and just say something and get there. But we know there's Amelus. Donu Danai. Somebody says the incantation of Donu Danai. Danai are barrels in Aramaic. My barrels should be strengthened. Mishum Darkei Ha'emori. That's not how you strengthen your barrels. You don't stand there and incant something. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Don Avodah Zarah. It's even worse. It's an Avodah Zarah related to Don Va'amru, as is said in the Pasuk. Chei Elokecha Elohecha Don. Right, that's the Pasuk in Amos. That those that swear falsely, the Pasuk says, Chei Elohecha Don V'chei Derech Be'er Sheva V'naflu Lo Yekumu Ot. Referring to Avodah Zarah. Lav-lav. Somebody incants lav-lav. What does that mean? Lav-lav, third wide line in the Karban Eda. She'ina oseh hadavar she'sho'al mimenu. Not only do I say I don't want to do something, but I say in an incantation way, lav-lav, mishum darkei ha'emori, Rabbi Yehuda Omer mishum avodah zarah. That's also related to avodah zarah, meaning it's even worse. Darkei ha'emori is an isser of uvuchukusei amoseleichu. Right? Not following the ways of the those around you, those nations around you. Avodah zarah is obviously worse. So saying this lav-lav, in an incantation way, is Asur, Mishum Avodah Zarah, Vayomru Lo'el Sur Mimenu Vidas Derechecha Lo Chafatznu. So you see there, Lo, is included in that Avodah Zarah. Tani Rabbi Chiya, Amat Etzem Bigrono, but there are a couple of things that are allowed. If somebody gets a bone stuck in their throat, so besides doing the Heimlich, get that the Gemara was pre this, Nosi Yosemite Al Rosho, if that didn't work, you put the same type of bone on the top of one's head and say an incantation. Vein bo mishum darkei ha'emori, that's not a problem, darkei ha'emori. Why? That relates to Rabbi Yochanan's Yisod. It's mishum refuah. Anything that it seemed to have worked, mishum refuah, is allowed even if we don't understand it. And even though it seems to be alternative medicines, it can be used. And it doesn't say that there are more effective ways of working, and as we know, right, the issues of refuah and the Ramban and the end of Bechukosai, which there's enough to talk about today, we're not going to talk about that. Ramban and Bechukosai, which has a line that seems to say, don't go to doctors, but if you look closely at the Ramban and you read the context, it clearly means that at a time of nevuah and miracles and nisim, at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving people messages directly through their illness in a direct, open, explicit way, so then maybe go to a Navi. And not a doctor. But the Ramban was a doctor himself. So it's very hard to say he means anything other than that. And that's how most, poskim, Rav Avadia and Rav Shlomo Zalman all understand that Ramban. Tani, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Lo senachashu velo so'nenu. Once we're talking about amulets and these types of, using alternative methods. So the Gemara mentions the Isser of Nichush. The Isser of Nichush, which just saw yesterday, the Rakhanadi, one of the Kabbalistic early Asarim, Rakhanadi says, maybe it's from the word Nichush, from the word Nachash HaKadmoni, meaning the earliest, the power of the original snake, that has to do with all these magical and looking in the future for Nichush, right? Nichush, there are many Isurim If you look at Parsha Shoftim, there are a number of Yisurim that are all in the same world. There's Nichush, there's Kishuf, there's Shoel O, Viet Oni, Chover Chaver, right? All of them have their own unique Isser, and feel free to listen to the Mitzvah Shiurim from years ago. We go through each one. But Nichush specifically, that's in Kedoshim. That's the Isser of Losa Nachashu, that to follow the Nachashim, right? And what is that related to, following the Nachashim? It says the Sefer HaChinuch, taking a sign, something that happened, and basing my behavior based on what I saw. So that's Nichush. It's a black cat walking across the path, or something like that. Menachesh could go in Ha'omer, Nafla piti mipi, Nafla makli miyadi, Avar nachash mimini, v'shol b'smali, v'yimanem ebnei kem me'asul shumaisa. I tailor my actions based on something that is totally arbitrary. It's not that, right, and Rashi talks about this in the Gemara in Chulin. It's raining today, so I'm not going to go for a teal. That's not Nichush, right? That makes a lot of sense. And that's what the Ron there in Chulin talks about. Yeah, Eliezer, Eved Avraham. If she does chesed for me, that's a good one for Eliezer. That's not a violation of Nichush, according to many Rishonim, because that makes sense. I'm looking for Balas Chesed. So anything that makes sense and is logical is not an issue of Nichush. Nichush means where it's totally arbitrary and it's nothing, no logical connection. It says the Chinuch, Lefisha Yonim Elu Heim Divre Shigaon V'Sichlas Gemura. It's just foolish. It's foolish. V'la'am Kadosh Amiti Asher Bachar Hakel Lo Ya'us Lahem She'yishu B'Divre Shaker. To the Am Kadosh that listens to Hashem, it's inappropriate. V'od, number one, it's foolish. Number two, says the Chinuch, V'od She'im Siba Lahadiyach Ha'adam Emunas Hashem U'mitaras Ha'kdosha. It'll lead you away from God. Lead you away from God. V'lavomi tocham l'kfira gemura. And you'll come to kfira. She'yachshov kol tovaso v'ra'aso v'kol asher yikre'eyu shudavar mikri. You'll think everything has to do with chance. Everything has to do with these other factors. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Lo bashkacha meis boro. V'nimsa yotzi b'kach mikol ikari adas. So number one, it's foolish. Number two, is going to lead you away from God. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. Nichush reish mem tes. Al kein ki chafat Hashem b'tovosenu tzivanu lahasir milibenu machshav azu v'lekvah b'lavavenu ki kol aros v'atov mipi el yoteitzena, based on the pasuk in Echa. L'fi maisa adam im tov v'imra. V'anachashim lo ma'alin v'lo meridim. K'mo shekasav ki lo nachash b'yakov, as Bilam says, lo kasam b'yisrael. Okay, there's a lot more. Feel free to look at that that Sefer HaChinuch, and all of the Sefer HaChinuch, the Parsha Shoftim. From Tav Kuf Yud, Tav Kuf Yud Aleph, Kisum and Kishif and Chover Chover and Ov and Yidoni and Dorish Alamesim. All of those are related. So back to our Gemara, third to last line. So lo so nachashu v'lo so neinu. Af al pi she'ein nachash yesh simin. Even though there's no nachash, there is a simin. What's simin? One is allowed. Well, question: how to understand this? The Rambam understands this to mean you're allowed to look in retrospect and think about things. That's what the Rambam, that's the most the Rambam is going to give you about Yesh Simin. Meaning, after you move to a certain house and things are working out in the neighborhood, oh, it was good for me to move it to the house. Something like that. The Rambam says, only retrospect, nothing prospectively. That's the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Hey. Misha Amar Di Razusha Banisi Simin Tova Isalai. It was a good one. Isha Zusha Nasasi. This woman that I married, that's been working out. Baruch Hashem. Ubehema zusha kanisi, mivureches haisa, umeisha kanisiya ha'asharti, kol elu mutter, ho velo kivein maisa, velo nimna milasos, elo asa zeb, simin la'atzmo ladavar shekvar haya, harizem mutter. Rambam says, you could say past tense. You didn't base any of your actions based on any event. That's the Rambam. Other Rishonim, as I just said, have a little more flexibility. And they say simin can be even in the future. Simon could even be in the future. There is a various examples of this. Let's just read one more line. Ubevad la'achar shlosha simanim. And especially, or only, different ways to understand that, something happens three times. So Yaakov Avinu says, according to the Yerushalmi, probably has something different, says, I've gone through three tsaris already, that's why I'm nervous about a third. Kigon, before Binyamin is taken, he says, Vani bavoy mi pedan mesa lai Rachel, Yosef einenu, v'shimon einenu, v'sbinyamin tikachu, v'gomer. So after three tzaras, the mefarshim wonder here, how do you put together the tzara of Rachel and Yosef and Shimon? There are different types of tzaris. There are so many decades in between. How do you really take this as a type of a chazaka? Okay, you can look at the Mefarshim explaining this. But it was a type of different tzaris, different type of tzaris. The carbon aid that says on the bottom. Hare Rachel Yosef Shimon Keilu Mazla Dehaygav Rabbi Shehu. Yaakov's looking at his mazel, looking at his mazel. If you look in the smak. The smak, one of the Bali Atosvas, Kuflamid Vav. The smak on the, it has the Isser of Onain, Shalola Onain, right? That Isser is saying certain times are good to go out. This is a good time of the month. This is the good time of a, Zeho Omer, Shah Plonis Yafelatses, Vechek Sholem Bimenu Piraon, Al Yomar, Shachrasu, Motzi Shabasi, Rosh Chodeshu. At certain different times, also not based on logic. If it's based on logic, based on something that makes a lot of sense, then it's okay. I'm going to start this in the morning because I want to get the most out of the day. That's not a problem. Onain is, oh, at 11:27 on the 14th of the month, you know, it's a bad omen. It's a bad omen. So there are a couple of ideas that are found, the minhagim, that have to be worked out with this. Right? There's a minhag of certain ancient Kabbalists not to make Kiddush. I think it's between 6 and 7 p.m. Not to make Kiddush. So if you like, you know, get the Magen and Avraham quotes it, you got to rush home from shul. Or remember, I was once at a Hasidic Rebbe for a Friday night dinner, and he was mocking about this. Anyway, but the Smak quotes another one. Umashinagu kadmonenu lahaskil hamesechta b'Rosh Chodesh. We open the yeshiva on Rosh Chodesh. How are we allowed to do that? Rosh Chodesh, Simin Tov, right? How could the Zman start on Rosh Chodesh? He says, that's Zeo Lahamtin Labachurim Habo Michos La'ir. That's because people who are away from the yeshivas, it takes 2 weeks to get back from Sukkis Bein Azmanim, or Pesach Bein Azmanim. So that's why it's a good idea to start school on Rosh Chodesh. V'yafla Simin Tov, Kamosh Amru Chachamim, he quotes it from the Bavli, Chulin Avabi Shein Nachash, Yesh Simin. Yesh Simin. So again, there's a concept of Simin. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Elazar on top. Holchen Achar Shmias Baskol. You could follow the Baskol. Baskol means many different things in many different places, right? The Baskol is a Tosis at Sanhedrin. Daf Yud Aleph, a Baskol is less than Ruach HaKodesh, less than Nevuah, and less than Ruach HaKodesh. And it's a message, but Baskol itself means many different things in many different contexts. I saw, if you look at the Tshuvas of the Maritz Chayis is an underrated, underused, tool and resource. If you look at the second volume of the Kol Kisvei, he has Tshuvas. So there on page, in mind, is page Tav Kuflamites. That's 939 to 941. He goes through all the different usages of Baskol in Chazal. He says, sometimes it says Baskol min hashamayim. That you know is coming from min hashamayim, and that's not Kocha Medame, that's an inyan of Nevuah or Ruach HaKodesh or other Hashpa Elokis. Right? That's some type of message from God. Om Matzinu, sometimes Chazal use the word Baskol. Yatsa Baskol, v'lo ha'vishmiya mamish, rak b'maris ha'chalom. Sometimes Baskol means like a dream. Sometimes, simanim b'nichushim, Asher asu lohem l'simin im yiakein. Sometimes you'll just see something in life and you'll treat that like a baskol. That you take that as a simin from God. You're like, oh, that's a baskol. Because that happened. So that's also called a baskol. Like, what's his first example? Yerushalmi, Perek Vav Shabbos. There it is. Right there. And then he quotes another one, but that's the, Maris Chayis who do everything. Okay, so say here we go. So Rabbi Elazar says you follow the baskol. Maitaima, what's the source? Remember, Maitaima in Yerushalmi means what's the source? V'yaznayich tishmana davar me'acharecha le'mar zeh aderech l'chubo. Right, your ears will hear something behind you. Say, this is the way to go. Rabbi Elazar, ola punya l'funya. Rabbi Elazar went into a bathroom. Into a bathroom out of the woods. Asa avtiona d'romai. A certain Roman general came into the bathroom. V'ukma me'asra. And he said, what are you doing here? I want to use this stall. And he threw him out of the stall. The Yosef lay, and this other Roman officer sat down. Omar Hachin, says Rabbi Elazar to himself, Kol amat lo'okim lebar inish alali. I'm the only one that got thrown out of the stall. All the other nations, all the other people here, he didn't throw me out. They only me. Less efshar, it's impossible, that I'm going to leave, adenei damahavi bisofe. I want to know what's going to happen here. I have a feeling Hashem threw me out of this bathroom. Something's going to happen. And there was a snake, sure enough, that came out. And gave the Roman a bite. Asis derivoy, his intestines fell out. Vikari lave ve'atein adam tachtecha. Vigomer. I will put a man in your stead, right? The pasuk in Yeshayahu. So he took that as a quote-unquote baskol, as a simin. Why did I get thrown out of this bathroom? There must be a reason, and he was there to see the reason. Chatamin b'debar kapara. There was a student of bar kapara, avinafik miktor kisit. He was going out to chop wood. Chamose chad kayit chivya pari basra. A fig cutter, chamse is to see, chad kayit, a fig cutter, chazi, chivya pari basra. He saw a snake that was running after this student of bar kapara. Armale, chivya pari basra. So this kayit screams out to the student of bar kapara, there's a snake chasing you. The snake all of a sudden said, hey, he heard that, I guess. Shavke, vazle basra. So he switched and started going after the fig cutter. You see, Kodesh Baruch Hu has hashgacha, and there was somebody in his place. Number two. Number three, what does this have to do with anything? Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge, and therefore no nichush. Maybe simanim, but no nichush. Garmine is from Germany. Garmine avid Rabbi Yehuda Nashaya Nafak. There was a servant made a German, a servant of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi that went out. Boy Melavel Rabbi Lila. He was accompanying Rabbi Hila out. Asa Kelev Shota. There was a wild rabid dog that came. Boy is Garuye Bay, Rabbi Hila, that was about to attack Rabbi Hila. Gar Bay Germany. Right? The Germany says, what are you doing? Shavke Vazude Basra. So the dog's like, okay, I'll go for you. Fakari Lave Vetain Adam Tachtecha. Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, and we have to recognize that. And Shmias Kol. That's what Rabbi Lazar said, that message of when things happen in life, we know it's for a reason. Bar Kapara Haviyaya Lachada Kirya. One time, Bar Kapara went into a city. Bi'olal Nichshal Be'etzbo. When he went in, he banged his finger. And he hurt his finger. All Vishama Kale Detalya. And then he went in and he heard a child saying a pasuk. Kari im Bagapo Yavo Bagapo Yetze. At the pasuk in Mishpatim, if somebody goes out without by himself, b'kapo, by talking about the eved, b'kapo yavo, he becomes in without a wife, b'kapo yitzei. Right? Chazal learned from there that you're only allowed to give, the owner is only allowed to give him a wife, a shifcha kananis, if he is married. If he's not married, so that he's not allowed to give him a wife. B'kapo yavo, b'kapo yitzei. Omar, domeso, what happened? So Bar Kapar came in, he banged his finger, he heard the student saying that what you go in with is what you're going out with. So he's like, you know what? Omar, duma shalo also biyadi ala hadakazu bilvad. I bet the only thing that's going to happen to me on this trip is I'm going to bang my finger. Right? And I bang my finger on the way in, v'chein havisle, and that's what happened. That's what happened. You might be able to give a little more logical reason for this. It might be a self-fulfilling prophecy. Also, if somebody thinks they're not going to be successful, they're probably not going to be successful in terms of whatever activity they're trying to do. The only chance that we have is to be, but again, sounds like Bar Kapara did it, more of a Kabbalistic sense. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, two of the greatest. Havi Mischamdin Mechmi Apui de Shmuel. They wanted to go see Shmuel. They were yearning. They had a chemda. They had a desire to go see Shmuel. Amr Nelech Achashmias Baskol. They said, let's go after a Baskol. Okay, they weren't looking for a Baskol coming out of heaven here, right? Here, Baskol is like looking for a sign. Let's go look for a sign if it's a good idea to go and travel and go visit Shmuel. Remember, these were the early Amorim, right? Shmuel was on the border. Rav and Shmuel, Rav was Rav Tanu Polig. So, Avrid Kumi Sidra, they went past a base medrash. Shaman Kali Detalya, they heard a child learning Navi. And in the Navi, he was learning who Shmuel Meis. He was learning when Shmuel HaNavi died. He was learning that in the Saimun, and, they took it as a simon that and he finished. They assumed that maybe Shmuel's not around anymore, so they didn't go visit him. And that's exactly true. If you look in the Bavli, in the Chulin Tzadihei, that's where these sugyas come up. You know, that's where the Gemara talks about Eliezer Eved Avraham and Shaul HaMelech. Remember, Shaul HaMelech said, whoever kills Goliath can have my daughter. And it could have been anybody. It happened to be David. But is that Nichush? So those are the two examples the Gemara gives. The Gemara there talks about these types of items. So there it seems to be a different ending to the story, that Shmuel didn't die then, but no, they didn't end up going. A lot of this has to do with years ago, we had a shiur about Goral HaGra. and that is relating to when are you allowed to take simanim as messages from God? We don't have nevuah. So are you allowed to actively look for simanim? The top story with Rabbi Lazar, he wasn't looking for anything. There was something that happened, so he says to himself, oh, I bet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell me something. And that's okay, you can always try, and if somebody bangs their toe, what message can I take about myself? You can't do that when somebody else bangs their toe. I think, you know, what you need to work on, no, that's not what we're about. It's not our job to tell other Jews what they need to work on. But you could do it ourselves. You know, I banged my toe. Oh, where did I run today that I wasn't supposed to run to? Okay, but also it might just be general, right? Yisurin, right? Yisurin, any type of headaches is meant to purify us, and we should say it should be the worst, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should spread out any tzaras to make them little tzaras. And in that way, it could be good for us. But again, the Goral Agra, that's a big sugya, the whole book, Sefer at Home I have, Goral Agra, where there are different types of activities relating to the issue of Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alokecha, right? The Rabban writes at length in Dvarim on Tamim Tiyah that we're not supposed to look for signs for the future to determine. We have Bechir Chavshis, we should act based on, you know, Bechir Chavshis and not take signs. But there are certain ideas, like here, there are stories like this throughout Shas about looking for a pasuk. So maybe that's more kosher, because you're looking for, it's not a black cat that makes no sense. But it's a pasuk that you're not using a pasuk to incant, as we said, to do refuah, that we said, to try to get a physical healing from a spiritual, right? Torah is about refuah hanefesh, not about refuah haguf. Right, and that was the violation, and that was the problem. But to take a pasuk as a simin, right, so we find throughout history there were those that did Goral Agra, right, or Byron Cutler, in order to come to America, or he didn't know whether to go to Eretz Yisrael or to go to America, and he did a whole Goral Agra with the Chumash, and he opened up the pasuk to, where was it, that Aaron, in Parsha Shmos, where Aaron is told, go see your brother Moshe. Right? Moshe Feinstein was in America, and he took it as an Aaron going to Moshe. So again, but the post can talk about it. If you look in, one should not do Goral Hagra. It's, first of all, it's binding. It's binding. And number two, we don't know how to do it. But again, this is a fascinating sugya. We continue. Reb Yonah, Reb Yas, Reb Yosef. Again, if there's Shas HaTchak, remember, if Aryeh Levine did Goral Hagra to identify all of the bodies of the Lamed Hei that were unidentifiable, Rechmona Litzlan. So if you're of Aryeh Levine and Ain Breira, so that's what you do. And it unbelievably all worked out. Every name of the unbelievable. Reb Yonah, Reb Yosef, Salkun Mavakar Lor of Acha Davitoshes. Reb Yonah and Reb Yosef once went to visit Reb Acha, who was weak. Amrin Nelef Basar Acha Shmias Kol. Let's go after Shmias Kol. Shaman Kala de Itza Amra Lechaverta Itvi Butina. They went to visit and they heard a woman who said to her friend, Itvi Butina, you want to put out the candle? Amra Le Lo Yistafi. No, we're not putting out the candle. V'lo Mitvi Butina de Israel. And the candle of Israel will not go out. They took it as a sign that he would get better. And that he was going to visit him and he was weak, but this woman who happened to say this statement, they took it as a sign. Rabbi Yochanan Havi Avar Bishuka. Rabbi Yochanan was going in the shuk. Chama Chad Mizvan Min Elaine Maltoma. He saw someone selling a number of yummy goods. The carbon Eda, Mine Mitika, sweets. He was selling sweets. Amarle Mun Elaine At Chat Chaye. Right? Do you make a parnasa from selling these things? Right? Amarle In. He says, yeah, I do. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan's like, okay, Shavka Vazola. So he goes and he leaves for the day. Basa the Shah, Avar Gabe. And then later on in the day, or later on the week, he came back. Amalei Rebbe, Tzali Alai. He says to Rabbi Yochanan, daven for me. To Ben Ahishaita, from that moment that you said, wow, you make a parnasa from this, I haven't made a sale. Lo Zavin is Klum. Because Rabbi Yochanan expressed doubt about making a parnasa from such things, though, he wasn't making a parnasa from such things. Right? Says the Karbana Eda. Ayadei Diburo, Isra Mazle, Shalomachar Od. Right, from the Dibur, right? He wasn't selling anything more. So again, once something is said, right, that's what we say also by a bad dream. You're not supposed to say the bad dream. The Gemara is to talk about that the interpretation has the power in terms of fulfillment. And when something is said, when a Navi says a Nevuah Tova, it's never going to go back. So there's different, the power of speech makes something more, concrete. V'yamar lei shani asrei. Rabbi Yochanan is like, okay, I messed you up, so I'll give you some way to help you out. Change your place. Sometimes if you change your name or change your spot, you know, it's gonna help. So we don't know the end of the story, but, that's what he told him. Train Talmidin min Rabbi Chanina. There were two students of Rabbi Chanina. Now we're gonna get into a little bit of mazel, right? The Gemara, the end of Masechta Shabbos in the Bavli, Kufnun Vav or so. Remember all the sugi is about if you're born under this constellation and that constellation, and how do you do a mazel, but the Gemara ends up saying there, Ein Mazel Yisrael. There's no Mazel Yisrael. Remember the stories, Rabbi Akiva's daughter was saved on the day of her wedding, and the other number of other stories there. So here too. Two students of Rabbi Chanina were going out to chop wood. Chamsun Chada Isterologus. There was one astrologist. Amar Elaine Train. Right? These two, take out the mem. Minafkin Lochazri. These two students are going out, but they're not coming back. Not coming back. Minafkin, Pagabun Chatsav. On the way out, they met an old man. Amalon, Zabanimi. Could you sell me something? This Litlasa Yomin de Lotamis Klum. I haven't eaten for 3 days. Vahavi imun chad eagle katsun eagle. One of them had a loaf, an eagle. Katsun palka, he cut it in half. You know, like, and he gave him half a loaf of bread. Give half a loaf of bread. Achavasali alone. He ate it and he davened for them. Amalon, he said to them, Tiskayim lachon nafsheichon kadein yoma, your soul should be vibrant today. Kain dekayam tunli nafshi baden yoma. Like you revived my soul, your soul should be revived. That was the bracha that the old man gave these two people. Nafke mishlam, v'chazim mishlam. They went out and they came back in peace. Vavitaman b'nei inish. And there were people who had heard the astrologer make this prediction. The shaman kale that heard him. Amen le, v'lokein amris ilain trei minafkim v'lochazrim. Didn't you say that they're going out, they're not coming back? Amar, idahacha gavar sheker. If, I guess this man is, meaning me, I'm a liar. This astrologia, the day shakram, and my astrology is false. Cause I don't understand. But let me see if I can figure this out. Afilu kein azun pishpashud. He went and started doing some research. Vyashkachun, and what did he do? He looked at the piles of wood that these two, students had piled up, and all of a sudden he sees in each of the piles of the wood, Vyashkachun chachina, he sees a snake, palga bahada muvla, palga bahada muvla. He sees half a snake over here and half a snake over there. The snake got chopped in the middle. Amru, they said, so all of a sudden they said, Mativu, iftatechon yomadein. Right, what did you do today? Vitanyan le'uvda, and they said over the report, they said what they happened, including what the old man did, and they gave him bread. Amar, and the astrologer says, oh, umahahu gavra yachal avid. What could yachal avid? What could this man do? What could I do? The Elokeon, the Yehudai, the God of the Jews, Mispais Mephagos Eagle. Right, he gets appeased with a half a loaf of bread. Look at that. So what could I do, me and my astrology, and the half a loaf of bread beats me. Rab Chuna, Mishtoi Hadinuvda. Right, that's the Gemara says, Staka, Tatzel, Mimavis. That's the Gemara's Lashon also, in Shabbos, Kufnun, above in the Bavli. Rab Chuna, Mishtoi Hadinuvda. Rab Chuna said over this story, Chad Gior Dehavi is Tirologus. There was a convert that used to be an astrologer. Chadzman, Asaboy Mefik, he wanted to go out. Omar Kadu Nafkin, he wants to go take a trip, and he says to himself, should I go out now? I'm not sure if it's the right time. I'm not sure if it's a good time. Chazar Mar, and then he says, Klum idbekis bada umsa kadishta, didn't I come to this holy nation, lola mifrosh benili milaya, to go away from all of this foolishness about what time to go out, what not time to go out? Nefuk al shmei de bargain. I'm going out relying on the name of the Creator. Meaning, I'm going out, l'shem shamayim, and but that's what he did. Karv l'michsa, and he came to a dangerous place, and he was about to get michsa. He came to a dangerous place, an animal was going to eat him. V'havla chamra v'achla, and he gave the animal a donkey, and the animal ate the donkey, and he was saved. Man garam la de yipol, so it says man garam la de yipol, says the karbana eda. Vinitzolhu, right? He gave the donkey. Ma garamla, she yipo makam sakada. Let's just read the Gemara. Ma garam di yipo. What caused him to fall into the situation of danger in the first place? Begin to hear her. Because he had the original thought. He had the original thought. Ma garamla di ishtezev. What caused him to be saved? Begin to israchet salberya. Because he relied on Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right? He realized, ain't o milvado. right? He relied, Israchitz, right? Beyan Arachitz, right? Rely on him. Rachitz means to rely on. Amar Rabbi Levi. Again, there's so much here. The letter of the Rambam, Rabbi Avadia Hager, that talks about, you know, Nichnas Tachas Kanfi Ashchina, you're beautiful and amazing, right? So there's a lot to talk about, but what can we do? Amar Rabbi Levi. Kala Menachesh Sofo Lavo Alav. Anyone who's Menachesh, he's going to end up getting the Nichush come back on him. Right? Like the Gemara says elsewhere. If you're nervous about it, so then it's going to happen to you. Remember the sugya at the end of Psachim? If you're nervous about Zugos, then you should be worried about Zugos. If you're not worried about Zugos, don't worry about Zugos. Right? In terms of the pairs. Kala Menachesh Sofo Lavo Alav. Who might time out? What's the source? Kilo Nachash B'Yakov. Right? That's Bilam. And we could darshan, even though it says the word Lo Lam and Aleph, Kilo Nachash. Right, lo to him will be the nachash if he's worried about it. Amar Rav Acha bar Zeira, kol mi she'enu menachesh mechitzaso lefri mi malachei hasharis. Whoever doesn't do nichush is closer to God than the angels. Umay taima, what's the source? Ka'esi emar liyakov liyisrael ma'pal kel. Rashi quotes this in Barshas Balak. The angels will say to the people, "Knew what's going on with God," as if people are closer, are the inner circle. Amar Rav Chanina b'Rabbi Rabbi Yavo, ki bechatzi yamav shel olam. When this pasuk was said, it was half the time of the world. What does that mean? My time, and what's the source? So there are those that say, if you look in the Rambam, the Igeres Teiman, which is a letter he sent to the Jews of Teiman, which is all a chizik letter. And that's why, ad hayom hazeh, Teimanim, many of them follow the halachas of the Rambam, even against the Shulchan Aruch. Like warming stuff up on Shabbos, Teiman, because going back 800 years, the Rambam sent this letter to Igeres Teiman, and they were getting persecuted, and they were getting false messiahs, so the Rambam has the Igeres Teiman, we have the copy of it, so he talks about this Chazal there, and he says, he said this halfway, meaning it was supposed to be the halfway point between the beginning of the world and when Mashiach is going to come, which was about the year 1212, on the English calendar. So, Mashiach didn't come in the year 1212. Right, the Rambam, a little bit after the Rambam, 1135 to 1204, a little bit after the Rambam, but the Mefarshim explained that he could have come then. Just like there are many times that Mashiach could have come and didn't, but that is the issue. The Torah Tamima on this Pasuk in Bala quotes this Chazal, as he always does, and he says in the bottom, Mashiach didn't come, but that was the, explosion of the most, the development of Torah Shebaal Peh. And maybe that was the, a certain level of geula that the days of the Rishonim, right? The Rishonim started. That's what the Torah Tamima suggests here. Ki ba'oros chachmas haTorah be'emes niftechu oz kimayanos tom rabba de chachmit sarfas usfarad ka noda. Ko noda. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue with Amar Yirmiya. B'ez Hashem, next time and get into the seventh perek Chal Gadol. The malachas are on the horizon.